a couple conference calls I had to do, and now I'm back. I don't really have a ton to cover, so I'm hoping today we're a really active live event day. So as you guys come in, please, if you would, please let me know where you're coming from. Let me know what you do for a living, and please put in some topics that we need to talk about today, because I don't have that much. There's not much on the economic calendar, and I'll go over that with you here in 1 second. So let's go over to the fancy calendar. Let's go to the screens that I watch on a daily basis, and that is right here. We're really seeing not that much moves in the market right now. We have the bond market basically nothing. We have the MBS market down 13. That might raise rates 0.03 or something like that. Nothing to write home about. And the MBS 5.0 is doing nothing. So as you guys come in, if you would, please, I ask you, I beg of you, ask some questions out there, folks. That's why I want you guys to come in here live. Otherwise, I just have you watch one of my videos. So without further ado, let's get over to some of the questions or some issues or questions that we have with a lot of viewers that call in, and they're like, hey, Dan, I'm an investor. I have this kind of, you know, I need this. I need a bank statement loan. Are there programs out there for me? And yes, there are, folks. So what those are what they call non-QM loans. So think of it this way. We have a normal loans. They're called QM loans because they're qualified mortgages. Back when the market crashed, they created some bills and legislation that came in and says, you know, basically, here are the rules of what we're going to consider qualified mortgages. Okay, they have to be a full doc, meaning you have to have pay stubs and things like that. They have to underwrite to a certain standard. So then was the creation of, hey, Buzzer Baby, retired fighter here, firefighter from Southwest Washington, moving to Florida in July. Hopefully you reach out to us to get that financing for that property. And I'd like to know, Buzzer, where are you buying in Florida? I have a place down in Cocoa Beach. I love it. The unfortunate part is I was just watching a video by Orlando, and he's a funny guy that talks real estate and all kind of stuff. And he was truthful about it. The insurance in Florida is brutal right now. My condo association just increased our association fees, and they just came out with I won't tell you how much, but it is a sizable five-figure amount that we need to cover our foundation, all this other stuff that was basically created after remember the condo in Florida that collapsed? Well, that created a lot of havoc in Florida, especially with condos. So if you're looking to buy a property in Florida, be careful of the insurance, because the insurance is out the roof right now, and it is really difficult to get. We are working on an insurance partnership with somebody to help those out there with insurances, but if you're in need of that, reach out to us. But Butler, let me know where you're moving in Florida, buddy. So let's go over to the rest of what we were talking about. So we're talking about different mortgage types for people. So if you're, let's say, for example, if you're like, okay, I got the money, I have a down payment, my credit's good, but I only have 1 year job experience. Maybe it doesn't fit under the qualified mortgages, but maybe it'll fit under non-qualified mortgages. Those are called non-QM loans. So the basis of a non-QM loan is this. Who does this really benefit? Well, let's break down first what is a qualified mortgage and what's a non-qualified mortgage. So the first thing that we want to talk about here is a qualified mortgage. Like I was saying before, it's a mortgage loan backed by the government. It must lend to appropriate guidelines. Oh, shoot. Let me see what borrower must document income. That's the biggest buzzword there. Borrowers must meet credit standards in a DTI threshold. DTI is your debt ratio. Basically, what they do is they take what we do is we take your monthly expenses off of your credit report. That's why we need your credit report. We take those expenses plus your proposed mortgage that we're going to get you, and that is your debts. We divide that by your monthly gross income. The gross income is your income before taxes and all that stuff is taken out. And you need a debt ratio, in most cases, about 50% or below. Let's see what we had here. I don't mind. I hope you don't mind me sharing this, but let's share. Yes, I will be reaching out to you just because debt-free and credit just hit 740. Moving to the village. Hey, I got a cousin that lives in the Villages. I was just there my last visit 2 weeks ago. Lease for 6 months and looking to purchase during that time. So if you need my cousin lives there. He golfs 4 or 5 times a day. It is fantastic. He got golf carts. There's bars and restaurants and things everywhere. Love for you to connect with him. You're a former firefighter. He used to be basically almost the highest ranking DEA person that there is. And he retired about 5 or 6 years ago. God bless him. He did a fantastic job. So maybe we can hook up for a beer sometimes at the Villages if you end up buying there, buddy. So thanks for reaching out. If anybody else is on here, please let me know where you're calling from or you're watching from. What do you do for a living? Love to know those details. But let's get back over to the qualified mortgages. So what a qualified mortgages is basically what we just went over here. With non-qualified mortgages, the biggest piece of this puzzle here is a lot of times when it comes to income. No income verification required. Well, that's, you don't really need income to qualify. We just closed our third loan under a stated income program, basically, and it's not like the junk that was around years ago where you could have just a decent credit score and work at as a receptionist but making $250,000 a year on paper to qualify for the mortgage. What it is, the stated income now is you can have stated income, but you need at least 20% to 25% of a down payment, and then you're going to need at least 1 year reserves of what your mortgage payment would be. So we take your mortgage payment, say it's $2,500, and we multiply that by a year. So that should come out to about $30,000 that you're going to need set aside in a reserve account. Now, we don't hold it. It's just we have to prove that you have it. Okay, so that's those programs. So a lot of what those programs are, they're in for investors and self-employed people. And I'm going to show you that those dynamics right through here. Because this bank, it's from banks.com. The most common requirements for non-QM mortgages, a decent credit score. I'm going to say a little bit more than decent. At least a 50% debt ratio or lower, correct? 2 years of self-employment? No, that is inaccurate. 12 or 24 months of personal bank statements? Yeah, you can get away with that in business licenses and so forth. What this is intended to help people is with self-employed business owners, unconventional contract workers, foreign nationals, people with poor credit, not really that. People with high debt ratios, not really that. So let's caption some of the programs that a lot of people use the non-QM programs for. Okay. So what they're used for is, let's say you own a bunch of real estate, you have rental properties, and over time between the depreciation of the taxes and all that, because when you own properties and when you're a business owner, a lot of people are like, oh, that's fantastic. Cause you get a lot of credits or tax benefits. My dad always said, oh, don't worry about that. Just write it off. And I'm like, Dad, I need to make enough money to write it off. So a lot of people just don't get it where you're self-employed. You actually have to make the money to pay any expenses that you have. So what happens, especially in real estate, is you buy real estate and you do the taxes, you're going to write off on your Schedule C or E, or you might file a corporation or an LLC or whatever. But when you're filing your taxes on a rental property, you get to depreciate things like depreciation, okay? Depreciate. You get to deduct or take away from your earnings a number such as depreciation. Well, depreciation might come to $20,000 a year. So you didn't actually stroke a check and write a check for $20,000. It's just a benefit that you have on your taxes. So a lot of people, when they own a lot of real estate, when they're doing their tax returns, their taxes don't look that good. So there's programs that'll use cash flow. There's also a system called DSCR. It's debt service coverage ratio. Basically, it says if the house that you're renting, your investment property, if it's generating enough money, cash flow, to pay the mortgage every month, you're good. Okay, so you need good credit score in the 600s. If you're buying in using this program, you're going to need probably 20-25% down. But again, it's just saying, okay, I don't need your financials. I don't need a lease. I don't need your tax returns. You just need to validate the how much rent's going to be received on that property. That's done through the appraisal when we do it. As long as that's equal to or greater than what your mortgage payment would be, you qualify. So that's one of the big benefits of a non-QM program. So let's go to the next question we have. Watching from Maui. Hey, I haven't done, I've gotten several requests recently, and we have a team member called Oliver who's trying to hook us up with a lot of investors in Hawaii. So thanks for coming in from Hawaii. But also used to live in Southwest Washington. Shout out for the PNW. I work as a HUD housing counselor. Well, thanks for joining us today. And want to say, I know that from my clients looking to buy, appreciate you, Dan. And want to stay in know for my client. Oh, perfect, perfect, perfect. So if you even want to reach out to us, you want to reach out to me directly. If there's something I can help you with, give you materials, underwriting guidelines, give you websites that help you, please email me. My email address, folks, if you want to reach out to me directly, is Dan, pretty simple. And then the channel is The Rate Update. So it's Dan at theRateUpdate.com. That's my website, Dan at The Rate Update. Yeah, Dan at theRateUpdate.com. And I used to have it in my chat button up here, captions, but Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love, he was on here last and he took that away from me. So I got to restructure that, but love Kyle to death. All right. Any other questions out there? But Dave, thanks for joining. And again, if there's anything we can help you with, we do lend in Hawaii and we do, I'm a federally chartered mortgage person. I work at a federally chartered bank, but we're also one of the country's largest mortgage brokerages. So we can help anybody out there in the entire country when it comes to real estate. So let's see what we got that. Okay. So let's go over to some more information that we're going to go through. So let's go over to the economic calendar. Let's see if there's anything in the news today. If you guys watched my video this morning, you probably saw this, but here's what I do on a daily basis. So if you're a mortgage advisor out there and you really want to know what's going on, or you're an economics major and you want to see the events that are taking place that are going to be market movers, go to Bloomberg's calendar, go down through here and filter it. Here's what I do on a daily basis. I clear it, go down through here, and I pick the United States. That's all that I'm concerned about here. Categories, I want them all. I mean, I find all these. I want employment, I want credit, I want economic activity, central banks, bonds, inflation, confidence index. I want it all. And I want things that are 3 stars and higher, because if not, they get a really kind of tedious down there. So let's hit the apply button. We're going to see what's coming up. So what we have so far is today we saw the building home permits. They come in a little lower than was expected. Now here's my thought on this piece. So let's go through these as we're talking about them. So why do I watch building permits? Well, this is why you guys should watch building permits as well. Right now, here's what we're seeing, and it's not me, it's mainstream media, it's other people talking about this all over the country, is people that have houses, existing houses, aren't selling those right now, unless you're really forced to sell those. So the building permits is the area that we really want to focus in on to see the supply of homes. We can see the demand, we can see how fast those houses come get plucked off the market, how many days on the market are they sitting there? That's an area. And if you saw a video that I did yesterday, check it out. A lot of people, it didn't get a lot of traction because people don't understand what the absorption ratio is. It's basically telling you how many houses are on the market and how many houses sold within that a certain time frame. And it tells you how fast those houses are getting churned from coming on the market to being sold. Okay. So that's why we follow a lot of these numbers. What I want to focus in on here is the building permits, because we know existing homes aren't selling. They're not coming to market. So we're relying right now on building new construction homes, and they're down right now. And this is kind of a concern, because you guys might see on a lot of mainstream media and other places that housing demand is basically shrunk to nothing. Guys, I can assure you that it's not. I can honestly say it's not over yet. We'll probably have a record-breaking April. We're probably going to have the biggest April that I've ever had in my whole career doing what we do. We have a bigger net out there to capture, but still we're having 30 to 40 consultation calls a day with people looking to educate themselves on buying a home. So that's why we focus in on this. Crude oil, it pops up, but I focus in on crude oil because energy is a huge function or a piece of our inflation numbers. So that's why we follow that. What's coming up on Thursday is initial jobless claims. These are people filing jobless claims for the first time. And these numbers are expected to start going up. Why? Well, that's what the Federal Reserve is telling us, that they want to happen. So they wanted the housing market to really take a back note on where it was, and it's done that. So now what we're seeing is they're saying they want to take a toll on people's jobs, because they need people to lose their jobs to start getting back on budget so they don't keep spending as much as they're spending. And from my analysis, as well as a lot of Wall Street analysts right now, I'm saying inflation is coming back into check quicker than we're actually seeing on the Fed side, because the Fed's, a lot of the information that they use is really dated. So we have that. Manufacturing numbers, these are starting to come in the radar. I really never used to pay attention to these, because manufacturing's always been pretty steady other than the pandemic. Right now we're seeing the manufacturing numbers starting to kind of crash. I hate that word. I won't say crash. It's starting to come way down. Okay. This isn't a crash. A crash would be if it came down at 8. That means manufacturing would be over. And then existing home sales. Again, guys, when you're paying attention to data, please pay close attention to the words. So this is existing. It's not new homes. It's existing homes. So when you click that, you might want to take the difference. The one thing I try to ask people to do, and this might fly over your head, is what I try to do on my channel is this. I'm not here to kind of sugarcoat things. I want to give you the truth because that's what I pride myself on in this channel. I'm trying not be biased one way or another. But we need to get the facts out to you guys. So here's one thing that I even tell my kids, please listen to what I'm saying. Okay. Don't hear what you want to hear. Okay. And that'll sink here in a minute. I'm trying to teach you guys how to fish, how to do your research, don't rely on me. Don't rely on Wall Street, CNBC, YouTubers. I'm trying to give you guys pieces of the puzzle so you can do your own due diligence. Don't rely on somebody giving you fake news and trying to pass it through and then you living by that. So that's that part of it. So that's that part of the equation. I was trying to use ChatGPT. So if you guys haven't used this system yet, it's called ChatGPT. You can see how I logged into it. This thing is the coolest thing. So, but it doesn't answer a lot of things. And what I was trying to do is I was trying to prep a video today with this system, but a lot of the data isn't here yet. So for example, let's go in and ask it, what do you guys want me to ask it? Well, while you're typing in, let me put in, what will home values do in 2023? Let's see what it tells us. As an AI, it can't really do much predicting or whatever, but it always has some context in it. But what I found out just recently, a lot of the data that it has is goes back only to 2022, like September of 2022. It's really not telling us anything, which I did. So that's the one part of this that I don't really get, because it keeps telling me it's AI, but people are saying they're getting phenomenal results with this. Let's see. I think we have some context here. Is only up to September of 2021. Yeah, so I can't really use this system to do that. I was like, I was trying to find how to learn about mortgage programs. Let's see what it says. Because we're trying to actually create this. Kyle's actually working on this in the background to help us give this to loan officers as well as make it accessible to you guys so you can plug in and just ask questions, common questions in regards to mortgages. Because so many times when you Google search it or you watch somebody go through it, they give you wrong information. That's actually why I started YouTube about 10 or 11 years ago, is credit was the big thing back then. Credit scores. Everybody wanted to know their credit scores and how to manipulate them and so forth. So I did a video and it got like 250,000 views almost instantaneously. And I was like, holy crap, there's something to this YouTube thing. So I started doing videos and I tried to, from that day on, I'm like, my whole goal here is education, information, and the truth. Giving you the facts without it being biased one way or another. And guys, if the world's ending right now, I'll tell you. If the housing market's crashing, I'll tell you. If something's not working, I'll tell you. California is a scary market right now, Southern California. But if you live there, you don't have many alternatives. Florida is getting expensive, especially because of insurances and taxes. But there are a lot of pockets in the whole country. You know, Cleveland, Ohio, believe it or not, it's not in a bubble. It's not crashing. It's doing just fine. Oklahoma, doing good. You know, there's so many areas of the country that isn't that bad. It isn't on that bubble to collapse. Any other comments that people have here? So let's go back. Learn about mortgage product. Contact your lenders. Research online. So this really doesn't tell me anything good there. So let's go through. Went through the non-QM. Let's see what the markets are doing. Let's go to, I'm not boycotting CNBC anymore. So let's check with CNBC what the markets are doing. They are closed. There's really nothing going on today, guys. So we got the Dow Jones minus 10, S&P up 3, NASDAQ 4, nothing. But this is kind of a nice reprieve from those days where the market's up 500, the market's down 700. You're looking at your portfolio thinking, man, things are already crappy. Inflation's high. Housing's in trouble. You know, I can't afford this. And now, you know, I just lost $5,000 in the market today. So that's really disturbing after a while. Let's see if there's anything here that we should really cover. We went through the economic pass or news for the day. Fox News, S&P Tuesday, little change. Sessions pick up steam. United Airlines, no. What the audience? No. There's really nothing here, folks. So unless you have any further questions, we can call it a day. Let's go back and see where everything is trending right now. We got bonds doing nothing. MBS is doing nothing. So I hate to say it this way, guys. It's a dismal, just boring day that nothing's going on, and I'm loving it. So my name is Dan Frio. I do this on a daily basis. I might start trickling back out from doing it every day live, unless my viewership really starts to pick up. And no bash to you guys, and I love to support the few that come on here. I think I'm going to give it another week or two because I think spring breaks is taking a big toll out of this. But I do a video every day. I have a live event on Wednesdays that we talk mortgages, and that's in the evening. So please join us then. I'm with Kyle Seagraves of Win the House You Love. Check him out. And if you're out there and you're in this industry or you're on here and you'd like to collaborate with me, talking about housing, talking about stocks, you want to launch your YouTube channel and you're in this sphere, please reach out to me. Like I said, my email address is dan@theRateUpdate.com. That's the best way to reach me. They do come to me personally. I don't have them scrubbed. I don't have a moderator. I just do all these on my own, and it's basically old school. So if you reach out to me, I'd love to help. So let's see if we got any more questions coming out here. You have to ask it to be specific. For example, give me a 4-month mortgage preparation plan to get a mortgage approved. Okay, let's try that out. So great. Thank you for the content. So let's go back to this and let's go in, and I'm going to actually copy I can't copy that. So let me type that in while you're on here. Let's see what results we get. So, because guys, this is the new wave of things. And you're seeing even Elon Musk is coming out right now saying, hey, I'm going to get into the AI sphere. So let's go into give me a 4-month mortgage. Operation plan to get a mortgage pre-approval. Let's see what we get. This might be pretty darn interesting. All right. Hey, we got something. Thanks, Junior. What do we have here? Let's dissect it. Let's dissect it live and see how accurate this is. So we're going to go up through here. So month one, check your credit report for errors and dispute any mistakes. Perfect. That's an area where a lot of people don't, they put it off to the last minute. People say, you know, I'm buying in June. When should I apply? Well, this is one thing here is, do you know things on your credit that are on there by mistake? No, because they're on there by mistake. So I suggest, and here's what we use. Well, let's just go through this. Check your credit. Perfect. Pay down high interest rate debts to improve your credit utilization ratio. High interest debts. So that has nothing to do with your utilization ratio. Utilization ratio is the one that you used. So here's a utilization ratio. Well, let's go through these, and I'm going to dissect each one of them. Great topic here, Junior. So your utilization rate on your credit. So how do you get your credit scores? Well, the free credit scores that you guys usually use, such as it's called your Vantage credit score, is basically a credit score used for educational purposes. Okay, those are systems like Credit Karma, Credit Sesame, your Discover card might actually give you your Vantage score. A lot of the free systems are is that score. I created a website. Guys, I'm just doing this because this popped up on the screen. I'm here to educate you. So I created a website, creditscoresandmore.com. So if we go back to this, the live or the chat, the first thing is check your credit report. So what I did is I created creditscoresandmore.com. This right here, folks, this is your free credit. So you can see if you click that, every once in a while I have to have reset this, but this is probably going to go to Credit Sesame. That is a Vantage score. So if you don't have it, this is free. It's absolutely free. I love it. It'll give you alerts. It'll give you a ton of things. So if you don't have this system, sign up for it. Do not sign up for any of the bells and whistles that the paid on services. Just use the free service. I'm telling you that. I created this system, and I don't want you to pay for anything. The next thing is, what is your true credit score? So this should launch us to MyFICO. MyFICO. This is what lenders use, your FICO score, when you're trying to apply for a mortgage, a loan, a credit card, insurance. So there's a ton of credit scores when it comes to that, but it's MyFICO. You need to use the MyFICO score. This will give you your accurate score, and it will say your housing score is X. You can give me that score, and I can almost assure you, if I pull your credit within 24 hours, I'll get the exact credit score that you would be getting on there as well. Pay down high interest debts. So utilization right here, this affects your credit scores. Your utilization is basically this. Let's say you applied for a mortgage, or applied for a credit card. All right. And the max credit allowed, you got approved for $3,000. Okay. Your utilization is how much of that $3,000 you're using. Are you at 100%, meaning you used all $3,000, you're maxed out, or are you at $100? So when you kind of look at this, where it tells you to focus in on the high interest rate ones, to help your utilization ratio, that's not actually accurate, but I get what it's saying. It's saying pay down your high interest rate debts to save some interest money. Okay, research mortgage lenders and companies, rates, fees, customers, reviews, and so forth. That's why we do the channel, folks. We want to educate you guys, to show you guys, here's where we are, here's who we are, here's the programs we have, you see what you get. I also show you many times through our websites and our videos how we scan the system of all these lenders. Let me go back to here, because I want to show you how we're doing all this for you. We're going to walk you through step one right now. Research mortgage lenders. Okay, so here's what I am. I'm a mortgage broker. I'm actually a bank, but I'm also a huge mortgage broker. We are set up with about 90 different lenders, okay? So how do you research lenders? Well, you can let us help you with that, okay? We are set up with 90 of the country's largest banks and mortgage companies, that we have access to their programs and their rates, and we don't charge their fees. If they have a fee, we waive it for you. And then customer reviews. Check out our customer reviews. Check out my ratings on YouTube. Check out everything you need to. Compare rates and fees. This is the area where right through here is the most important thing I need you to do, okay? Lenders, you need to make sure you choose a lender that has the programs that you need, okay? Many lenders don't have it. Credit unions, for example, fantastic when it comes to rates and fees, but their mortgage products are very, very limited. Same thing with banks. So that's why you want to use a company that has tons of guidelines, because if, let's say we're processing your loan and all of a sudden your credit score drops below a certain level. Well, a certain level might be, let's say, for example, FHA. Many lenders require that you have a 620 credit score when it comes to FHA. That's not FHA's guidelines. FHA's guidelines, basically, there is no minimum credit score. You can go all the way down to 500. But an overlay is, well, this bank, for example, let's say Chase might, I don't know if they do, they might require 640 credit score when it comes to FHA. So you would call banks all over the country all day long, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to find out, you know, what lender is going to do this, then compare rates. You guys know rates change every day. I can show you that right here. Let's go to Mortgage News Daily. And I'm going to show you how these mortgage rates change on a daily basis. So you'd have to call them every day. Let's just go to FHA. Here's the rates. These are where rates have been for the last year. You'd have to call them every day to figure out what rate you have. And then if you don't lock in that day, you got to call them back the next day to figure out what's your rate today. Why not use our system that we use, that we run your loan through 80, 90 of the country's largest lenders? And it allows me to use their rates and their programs with you calling me and using, this sounds like an infomercial. I'm going to get away from that. So my apologies, guys. Let's get back to these questions. But I want to educate you guys on what you're doing. Okay, so let's get with that. Gather financial documents such as tax returns, pay stubs, and bank statements. Fantastic ideas. So this is all, everything you need, okay, for there. On month two, calculate how much house you can afford based on the income, expenses, and debts. This is where it gets a little tricky as well, because you might be approved. Here's what happens a lot of times is somebody will call up and say, how much can I get approved for? So I'm like, okay, well, let's break this down. Then we start working on the numbers. We get back to them and say, well, you can afford a $600,000 house. You know, your payment's going to be $4,000. And they're like, I don't want a $4,000 payment. So that's why a lot of times you need to be, what are you comfortable paying? Okay, what are you comfortable paying? So this is a great concept that I'll go through, and I'm going to do a video. I'll start on a video this evening. I'm going to go through all these 3 months milestones and kind of just fill in each blank, because I'm going to sit here and just ramble and ramble for forever. And the whole gist of this is to answer those questions that you guys have out there when it comes to this. So let's just fly through this real quickly, one last time real quickly, to just see how accurate this thing is. So at the top portion here, I would say this is almost perfect other than the utilization ratio, but I get what they're talking about. Down through here, perfect. Save for the down payment, which is typically 3 to 5% of the home purchase, perfectly. Get pre-qualified by a lender, perfect. Get an estimate, perfect. Working on improving your credit by paying bills. This is something that we're going to help you with, but I would agree with that. Get a co-signer if you need income or credit scores. Choose a real estate agent. Got it. Get pre-approved by a lender, which involves more thorough reviews of the financing. Make an offer. This is absolutely so Junior, I got to give you kudos. Hats off, brother, if you're still on here with us. I appreciate you giving us how to use the AI as accurate as you can. So anybody that's new coming in, I'm showing you how we use ChatGPT internally. And one of our viewers, Junior, just said, I'm asking these questions way too generic. I really have to drill down. So he said, give a 4-month plan on how to get prepared to buy a house. And here's the plan. So I'm going to be doing a video on that. And Junior, I'll give you kudos in my video. So make sure you watch it in the next couple of days when it comes out, because I will mention you in there and I'll give you kudos on that. So guys, if there's any other questions, please leave that down below. The markets are flat. The bond markets are doing nothing. Mortgage rates are stable. And I hate to say it, but a boring day like this, you got to love it, because we don't see it that often. So that is it for today, guys. So if you're in need of help getting pre-approved for a house, maybe looking to debt consolidate, maybe you're looking to kick the tires on a reverse mortgage, you or maybe your parents need some financial assistance there, please reach out to us. We'd love to help. So thank you so much for being here, guys, and watching. Make sure you give us a thumbs up before you leave, because every little bit that you join us through on here helps the algorithms and helps us get noticed. So thanks a lot, guys.